Well, thanks for joining us as we continue our journey through the Gospels. Today we come, during this Advent season, to Matthew chapter 1, verses 19 through 21. Because Joseph, her husband, was faithful to the law and yet did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce Mary quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived is in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." Can you even imagine the emotions churning in Joseph's heart and mind? He found out his fiancée was pregnant, and she swore that she had not been with another man. And even though he was devastated, Scripture says he did not want to expose Mary to public disgrace. Joseph's plan was to simply sign the necessary legal papers and let her go her own way. Then an angel appeared to him in a dream and confirmed what Mary asserted. So Joseph took Mary to be his wife. You know, we can't forget that the essential doctrine of the virgin birth was lived out in ridicule and scorn by a young man and woman seen by others as having conceived out of wedlock. There was no way to explain what they could not understand. Without visits from an angel, who would have ever believed the story? Jesus would grow up known as an illegitimate child. The Jews reminded him of this with some cheap shots later in his ministry. Check out John 8, 39 through 41. It's amazing, isn't it? Jesus was born to unmarried parents and carried that stigma with him the rest of his life. Jesus was stripped of all royal privileges all the way to the cross. Nate Saint, who gave up his life for Christ as a missionary, said it this way: "If we could only grasp the significance of the incarnation, the word sacrifice would disappear from our vocabulary." Father, I cannot even grasp the sacrifice of your Son. From his birth to his death, he demonstrated ultimate humility. Give me the strength to follow his example, I pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. If we can pray for you here at The Journey during this Christmas season, please send your request to prayer@ronmoore.org. That's prayer@ronmoore.org.